Blog Talk Radio.
Talk about my word of mouth, my hard night. You could check my shoes, then you could talk about the way that my life, my cruise, my hard night.
Right, yes. Tell my life story. I try to block, still adore me. I'm talking about my hard night life. Hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
Present and future.
Talk about the hard night life. It's still my life story. That's why the block still adore me. I'm talking about my hard night life. Hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
Everybody, you're back again with your boy Lamont on IMND.biz. It's just a world movement records thing. You feel it, deal me? Hope everybody had a wonderful week. I think they called it a hump day. But at any rate, thanks for joining us once again. And we're going to do what we do. We're going to continue to introduce you to the best, the newest, the freshest, the dopest, the downest of what? Indie music. You feel it, deal me? All right. Well, we're going to start it off with a little something by one of our favorite female artists. Let me say one and once that. I'm not going to, like, do a shameless plug, but, hey, what can I say? Here you are with Down With You So Much by Miss Kanye.
I'm not afraid to
Yo, that was Miss Connie right here on IamIndy.biz. Your boy Lamont, a.k.a. Diddy, right? Like I said, it's just a world moving records thing. Y'all going to be hearing a whole lot from this lady in the next few weeks to come. And when I say a whole lot, I mean a whole lot. All right, then. Well, you know, at the top of the hour, we're going to have a very special guest. We're going to have Mr. Ron Knight with us. He's going to join us today and share some love with us and let us know what he got going on in the Sin City. This brother is on the top of his game, you know, should I say, an entertainment icon, entrepreneur, all that. But he's going to tell you more about himself shortly. But stay tuned. Keep rolling with your boy, K. Diddy, and we're going to keep doing what we do. And right now, I'm going to play a little something by Miss Christelle. For those of you who was with us last week, you heard her. This young lady is blowing up the charts, you know? And I mean the Billboard charts. All righty, then. So here we go. Miss Christelle with the Excess Vibration.
Thank you.
Yo, y'all, it was Miss Christelle. You know, check her out, check her out. You won't be hurting yourself. Matter of fact, you love yourself. Check her out, check her out. Hit us up at 347-308-8747. It's your boy Lamont, and y'all know what y'all doing. Y'all wrote right here on IMNB.biz. So we're going to keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to do what we do.
Don't mean to tell me that y'all going to let me back on the radio, right? I just can't say the B word, the F word, or the N word. Oh, that's cool, man. I'm gonna tell an itch that you gotta crack it to my mother's fucking pocket. What's my name? As of our peace, players on chill. When I spit heat, come tight, come real. Check a dollar bill when I flow like this. Take a player chick, watch a player get pissed. Make a gal switch from a lady to a trick. Break a chick quick with the lip of a pin. Flow like a blimp, get head like Clint. Stay up on the rent, represent, get dim. We fly, P-clicker now. OG penthouse player representer. Took us all by when I tilt that grin. Marks go down when I bank that team. Why they wanna hate when they sound like swerves? Better be glad that I can't go up firm. Players fall in, we cop that hen. 3x10 with an S on the end.
Jump out, head to the in the perfect crowd and get security. That's where they just go by.
Smoke the low, giving a big shout out to K Diddy. Stay up, man. I am indie.biz. It's World Movement Records on the rise all the time. Stay up, we stay strong. Ain't no stopping.
Say, God wants you to be either hot or cold. He don't want you to be lukewarm. So whatever you do, you make sure you do it. Do it right.
I can't afford to throw caution to the wind. You see, I'm a three-strike candidate. I conduct myself in an orderly fashion and secure all of my battleships, rejuvenate off of any fracture. See, I'm so spectacular that I can create a massacre by utilizing my vernacular. People in my profession don't mess with no scary people. Our work isn't very legal, our tools are deemed very lethal. We know how to bury people, completely erase identities with business-like mentalities and homicidal tendencies. See, all of my associates are considered to be superior. Approach is wrong if you're inferior and will leave your brains on your interior. I know people that's into robbing, pimping, and selling colossal stones. See, I'll be on something different. I'll turn you into a fossil, homie. When it comes to elimination, no hesitation. I get to popping on you, metamorphing to a tank, rolling over anything that's blocking on me.
Slow down
then diverted my train of thought, discovered ways to pay the cost. At certain times I gained a profit, at other times obtained a loss. But I ain't came to play the boss, I played the game, and game was sold. I gained the same and came to stay and keep my anger in a vault. All or nothing is the way I choose to live this day by day. And now I pray to end my strife and adversaries in my life. All or nothing is the way I choose to live this day by day. And now I pray to end my strife and adversaries in my life. A lot of people may consider smoke the lotion to the body, but when a lot is on my mind, I my right to remain silent, in which I take the time to pray for God to guide me through the day. And ride beside me, though I may relax, but who am I to say? It's hard to see within the fog and mist. I reminisce about my providence. I often sit and thank God about how he got me out of it. I'm one of them people talented enough to learn a rope. Do what's necessary to get to the top, but I still preserve the rope. I don't plan on falling, there's no need to burn a rope. So you gotta crawl before you walk and also possess the urge to grow. Nothing is the way I choose to live this day by day. And now I pray to end my strife and adversaries in my life. All or nothing is the way I choose to live this day by day. And now I pray to end my strife and adversaries in my life.
We got that money, cause all them nice things that you wanna floss. We got that money, cause all them nice things that you wanna floss. We got that money.
We got that money.
All them nice things that you wanna floss. We got that money.
All right, that was J.O. Hey, wherever you guys at, whatever you're doing, keep it righteous. You know what I'm saying? Do what God loves. And if somebody asks you who told you to do that, tell them your boy Lamont, a.k.a. K. Diddy, told you that. So, hey, what we're going to do right here, we're going to keep it moving. Going to show my romantic side for a second right here. For my boy, Tim, seriously, well, let's get wet.
Ooh, let's get wet.
Love is sink or swim. Why don't you just jump in? Let's get wet. Ooh, yeah. Why can't we begin by diving? I wish that you could just let go. Goodness, the tide is high, emotions spilling over. I wanna take you in the undertow. Yeah. You look at me and see the world deep as ocean. Comes of those who hesitate. Don't wait, baby. This thing I feel for you is like the strongest current. Why don't you take a chance and let this current sweep you away? Love is sink or swim. Why don't you just jump in?
Yo, that was my boy, Tim Searcy. You know, you got to sink to swim, you know what I'm saying? That love thing, and people talking about I don't have a romantic side. Don't believe them.
Go.
Hey.
What's up?
Is this Ron?
This is him.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, buddy.
No, boy, it's appreciated. We appreciate you, man. It's always a blessing, you know, when a guy such as yourself, man, can take time out of his busy schedule in his life, you know, to come on the show, man, and lend some of your expertise and experiences, and hopefully, you know, we could do something positive, or you know, instruct one, help one, you know, in this record business, this music industry. You know, being that it's been changed so much, you know, when you and I started. So,
oh, right.
Definitely, we thank you.
Oh, thank you. No worries, man. It's my pleasure. So what are we up to?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Ron Knight. You know, for those of you who don't know him, you know, Mr. Knight's entertainer, singer, entrepreneur, in a major, major way. But I'm going to let him tell you a little bit more about himself. Mr. Knight, you can take the flow. You can tell him what you got going.
All right. Well, you know, we got this. We got the Music and Fashion Expo coming up at Fitzgerald's Casino, August the 20th to the 23rd. We've got, you know, a lot of vendors there. You know, companies like Clothing International, John Robert Powers, Brooklyn West Records and Universal Music Distribution, Studio 1212. We got poets, we got groups, we got management, record companies, fashion shows. You name it, man. It's gonna be off the hook. The 4-day stint at Fitzgerald's Casino at the Emerald Ballroom, man. And I do assume that you're gonna be. I know. As a matter of fact, I know you got some tickets the other day, so I know you'll be there.
Of course, you know, World Movement Records is going to be there in the house representing.
That's right. And also, you know, we got castings and auditions all weekend for singers, dancers, models, and actors. So they need to come on down there as soon as they can, you know, so they can meet the people who can possibly move their career forward a little bit. You know what I mean? We all need, like you said, we all need a little bit of help nowadays because the music business has just changed so drastically, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell them where they can get at you, Ron.
They can get at us at entertainmentfirst.com. That's entertainmentfirst. It's the word, not the number one, but it's entertainmentfirst.com. They can get us there, or they can email us at entertainmentfirst@juno.com, and we'll be glad to give them all the information, or they can just check into Fitzgerald's Casino downtown on Fremont Street. They, you know, it's a major hotel downtown, and they can walk in there. And as a matter of fact, they can pick up a couple of opening night tickets for the opening night party on Thursday the 20th. It starts at 6 o'clock.
All righty, then. You can always get them right here, too, from World Movement Records. Also, I was saying earlier about Ron, the entrepreneurial side, the event planning, that's definitely you. But there's another side to him that I didn't hear him speak on at all. It's his being an artist.
All right. Well, you know, I come out of, you and I had a discussion about that, you know, and we both had played some of the same clubs in Los Angeles back in, the late 60s, early 70s, you know. So, and, you know, I grew up with guys like Stevie Wonder and Smokey Robinson and of course, my mentor, one of my main mentors was the late, great Lou Rawls. And I had some really good times with those people, and I still do see Smokey and Stevie, you know, nowadays. I still see them, and we have discussions from, you know, here and there. I had a discussion with Smokey Robinson not too long ago, as a matter of fact, at Fitzgerald's Casino, where I mentioned to him about something about the Grammy Awards, and we both agreed that something is gravely wrong at the moment with the music industry.
Right, definitely, man. And you know, and that's really important to me. And again, you know, you and I have spoke on this too, that, you know, the industry is not what it was, but then, you know, the fact that we aren't dinosaurs and we were able to, like, evolve and stay current with what's going on now. But we see a lot of young artists, young acts, singers, dancers, rappers, you know, they come into the business with a whole misconception of the business. They're not
right
as a business.
Right, Lamont. You're definitely right about that. And that's one of the things we're going to be trying to focus in on at the Music and Fashion Expo, and that is really, really educating some of the people that are trying to get involved in this business or who have been involved in the business and still don't feel that they're up to par or they haven't been making the right moves. We strive to inform these people of how they can go about it nowadays that things have changed so drastically. You know, the Internet changed a lot of things. I mean, it wasn't just the Internet, but the Internet certainly has played a huge part in the change of the way we do music today because of, you know, the sharing and the way we can access music. So that is one of the things we're going to be focusing on in the seminar at the Music and Fashion Expo is on how to approach the industry in a real way. You know, there's real things out there. And plus, you got to remember, you know, we live in Las Vegas. You know, Las Vegas is it's not so much highly competitive in that sense of the word, but it's the way you approach doing business in Las Vegas, on your road to success. And we're really going to try to focus in on some key issues about how to really go about getting your music heard and getting it out there and networking with other people to make sure that you're making some headway in this industry.
Exactly, and that's very important, man, because, you know, a lot of these young acts, man, they just really, really, really don't know how to really put themselves in the best light when they do have an opportunity that's presented to them that, you know, may be able to help take their careers to the next level, you know. So definitely that would be a great, great situation. Hold on a second.
Right.
I think somebody else want to join us.
Sure.
205, who we got?
Hey, what's up, K-Diddy? This is Shells.
How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello, Ron. Nice to meet
Hello.
You. I'm looking forward to attending that event.
Oh, great. That would be great.
I'm
looking forward to seeing you, too.
Oh, thanks. I'm actually calling to ask questions about, you know, some of the things that they're going to be teaching at the seminar because I'm going to attend it. And
oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of points that we're going to hit on. We have Michael Campbell that's coming from Brooklyn West Records. And, of course, we got also the man sitting behind the boom mic there in the studio, Lamont.
Oh, yeah.
And that's right. And, you know, well, some of the things that we're going to hit on is the fact that, you know, people are out there, they're looking for distribution. We want to get them to come to realize what it takes to have distribution. There's a lot of things. We have budget issues. People are thinking that they can just write their music and take it into a studio, and all of a sudden it's produced, and next thing you know, you got a hit record. And there's a whole line of things that one has to go through step by step. And we're going to be hitting on those issues of what it takes to get your music distributed. You know, today we live in a what they call an e-commerce world. And regardless of what anybody wants to think, you may be as talented as the next person. I mean, you can be as talented as Michael Jackson or whatever. But the fact is that, you know, there is an issue with the new companies and the new way of doing business, and it's called economics. And we're going to be hitting on some of the things about the economic issues that one has to plan out. One has to realize that every step they make, this is an extremely expensive business. And if you really want to stay in this business, you have to create, you know, things like cash flow and just to get by, you know. And so we're going to be hitting a lot of important issues that a lot of people we know for a fact never, ever think about. They think the artist thinks about his music, but he never thinks about the business side of it.
Well, that's because it clashes with the creativity. Come on now.
Exactly. I realize that, but I know, see, everyone's got to eat, you know what I mean? And you got to put that gas in your car to get to the gig.
Amen to that, too.
Yeah, you know.
Still have a car. So, people have been losing their cars and their houses so much lately.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, you know. But this is what a lot of what we want to hit on, and that is pre-planning. I mean, you know, I'm still in it because I pre-planned. You know, I'm still doing something in the music industry because I have to pre-plan. You know, we in this industry, we don't work all the time. So when you do work, you have to pre-plan on what you're going to save, how you're going to get there. I mean, what are you going to do with what you got? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And these are real issues. Yeah, these are real success issues. I mean, if they don't deal with these issues now, chances are they become frustrated and they will drop out of this, because this is like a sport. You, to me, I was telling Lamont before, I look at music like a sport. I've always looked at it that way, and that is, if you don't keep training, you'll never make the pros.
That's true. That's
you know,
very true.
You will never make the pros if you don't keep. And a lot of people, they get frustrated, and they have, you know, we in this business, we do get frustrated. Everybody gets frustrated. I don't care how high you go in this industry. It can be a very frustrating industry. But the reality is that you still have to keep your craft up. And if you don't keep the craft up, then it becomes something that becomes null, and then you get frustrated, and then you stay out of it a while, and then you wonder why you can't get back in. And it's getting harder and harder. It's not getting easier.
That's true.
Unless, of course, you are a child prodigy and there's not that many of them.
Well, you know, I can't keep one for myself. By the way,
yes.
You need to check your email. I sent you a couple of little surprises.
You sent some surprises?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Diddy.
Okay.
Okay.
Because
well, we'll
no, they're the two songs that I recorded last. That's the final mix that I have.
Uh-huh.
One of them is a spoken word song. It's called Symptoms of Love, and the other one is called Can't Fight This Feeling. And actually, Lamont has seen me perform that song at the Square Apple. It was the one that everybody said, ooh, ah, to.
Yeah, right.
I thought I'd shoot it to him.
Okay, I will do that.
Well, we'll definitely.
I will certainly do that.
Take that one.
Always looking for that new.
And if I could get you good people to bear with me one moment, not just bear with me, but I have to play a little music right here. So hold on, don't go away, and we'll be right back.
You got it.
All right, that was Miss Kanye. Boy, you can see her perform that live at the Music and Fashion Expo. That's the 2009 Music and Fashion Expo right here in Las Vegas. Next week, Phila Dillman.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to answer another one of her questions because she said she had a couple of questions. It was also an issue that we want to discuss is these reality shows. You know, a lot of singers are being asked to do reality shows, but I've had a lot of experience in doing those shows. We had a show here called Keeping It Real that ran for about 2 years, and we also had another show was called Out of Control TV that became extremely popular. But we want to hit on we want to make sure we focus on those issues about how these shows work for people, how they can use them for their career. You know, my career started back, I think I might have mentioned this to you, Lamont, it started with the movie The Nine Lives of Fritz the Cat that was done by Steve Krantz years ago, which was the first cartoon, the first R-rated cartoon, which is really mild by today's standards. But we want to hit on a lot of the issues that involve music, you know, fashion and TV.
And definitely how they correlate, how they all go together, because it
exactly.
seems like that everybody that's in the music side, they want to be in the acting, TV, film side, and vice versa.
Right, or they're starting their own clothing line, and they do go together. You know what I mean? They do go together, but like you said, you have to understand how they go together, and then you also have to understand the issues of marketing and advertising and what are you going to do. And I personally, I mean, in my experience right now, I see so many people not even focusing on that at all, and then still wondering why their music is not moving. Music is not moving forward.
Well, what I find too, Ron, they don't understand the players. You know,
exactly.
A lot of them don't know the difference between, you know, a manager, agent, investor. I mean, just
right, right.
They don't understand positions. They don't understand the players. In other words, they don't take time to learn the rules before they attempt to play the game.
Exactly, and this
that's
we really want to get.
That's why
right. And this is
those roadblocks and those hurdles.
Right, exactly, and this is what we want to really. You know, I'll tell you, when we first started out this 4 or 5 years ago, that was one of the key things that I really, really am trying to get across. People, we're really out there to try to help people, you know, to try and help them see the way. Because as you and I had a conversation once before, if you have the knowledge, it does you no good if you don't share it.
Exactly.
You know? And so I'm hoping, look, if two or three people come out of this Music and Fashion Expo helped, believe me, I feel that we've been successful, because we just want to make sure somebody gets helped out of this, you know. Not everybody's going to get help, because you know, a lot of people come to a point where they think they have it together, and then they get to a point where they find that people say, well, I can't use you because of this and that. But that doesn't mean that you won't get it together. It's a process that you have to really, really continue to work. The main thing is never, ever give up. You know, that's the thing. Never, ever give up. If you give up, well, you're going to lose the battle.
And, Ron, we also have to emphasize the difference between knowledge and applied knowledge. A lot of people,
right.
because they're smart, then that gives them an edge. But if they don't use it, it means absolutely nothing. It's applied
that's right.
knowledge that's power.
Exactly. And so if through the Music and Fashion Expo, if we can get that across, to me, you know, I just want people to walk out of there knowing that there's certain things that they have to do in this industry. And, you know, I don't even care if you're a vendor. If you're going to be a vendor in this forum, you know, you still have to realize what you have to do to vend. You know, it's all entertainment. It's really
exactly.
entertainment, you know. And once people, you know, we're in times right now where it's you know, and I don't want to be pessimistic about it, but we're in times right now where it's like it's almost like a every man for himself. You know, and that's a when I say every man for himself, I don't mean that, you know, people are going to go out and be selfish, but you really have to start to be creative about how you want to live your life down the road, because things just tighten up, they change, and people are not living the same way that they lived a year ago or 2 years ago. You know, so this is a very serious form. It's going to be fun, but it's serious in relationship to people's careers and what they want to do. You know, I even advocate people. Hey, look, if you don't know how to use a computer, go to school. You know, go to school, go back to school if you have to. If you don't know anything about music, go back to school and learn it, you know.
Yeah, sure,
it's not going to hurt.
That's the right way and the quick way, boy, because if they had to go try to be self-taught like I was, it'll take too long.
Tell me about it, man.
Things are moving now. As fast as things are moving now, they better do it, try to get it quick.
That's it. Now, also, you know, there's some other people that are going to be on this this show, too, as well. Obviously, you're familiar with World Movement Records. They're going to be there. And I know they're looking for talent. And you've got Gig P Management, which is another radio show that will be there, which is they're called All Talk Radio. They're an internet-based radio. Then there's Ebony Town Records. We got designs by this one designer I got. Man, this guy is like he's really off the hook. I mean, a lot of women are going to want to see his clothing, you know, and he's got some beautiful models that are going to be doing that. He's got Lola Marie Accessories, also Knight Apparel. You're familiar with Kimberly. She's a designer herself. She's going to be designing and showing her clothes there as well. Let me tell you, we got a lot of things going on there. Catch Tomorrow Stars is going to be there, Ron Jackson. There's a lot of people that are showing up to this, and I'm really glad that we organized this, and I'm certainly, you know, certainly really, really glad for that Fitzgerald's Casino was so kind to say to us that they really liked the idea, and they let us do what we needed to do, and they're giving us as much help as they possibly can, you know?
So, right on. Big ups to Fitzgerald's management and staff over there.
Yeah, that's right. Give it all out to the management staff. You got Teresa Mom, and we got my man Gene Sagas and Mike Darley and them guys up there, you know, along with Theo and Terrell. They all, you know, they're helping us out. And you got the girls at the Card Center, and you know, where the tickets are. And they said the tickets are going fast. And one of the guys that there's a show down there that the guy said to Kimberly, said, you know what, these tickets are going faster than my show. And I said, oh, that's good, you know, and the management has told me they got a lot of calls about it. So we're encouraging people to come down the 20th through the 23rd of August. On the Thursday night, it's an opening night gala party. You know, that's where everybody comes to meet all the record producers and all of the agents and managers and clothes designers. We all get into the room, and we're all going to meet and have ourselves a good time where they'll pick up their schedules. And then on the Friday night and the Saturday and Sunday is entertainment. Now, there is a $15 door charge for the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, because that's, you know, that's standard on that week. But that opening night party is free to the public.
That sounds like a plan.
All right, let's go down and have some good time. So, and once again, like I said, they can contact us at entertainmentfirst.com. Entertainmentfirst.com or entertainmentfirst@juno.com.
Y'all heard. That's Mr. Ron Jackson. Hold on one second for us, Ron.
Okay.
Presenting the smoke, the loc on imnd.biz, giving a big shout out to all my World Movement riders. Stay up, stay strong, homie.
Since I could remember, the world's been a terror dome. That's why I carry chrome, kill them all. I don't care if it's fair or wrong. See, I resist submission and stay intense. Until the last stop, setting off massive shots and yelling gang gangs to the cast drops. It got me paranoid. So I roam the streets with a street sweeper, an e-greet, keeps heat in a freezer, along with a meat cleaver. A straight loaf for the bit delusional, so it keeps me on my toes. A deadly combo and a reaper speaking, and he be on my foes. This is for all my well-known locs, they get tripping. Show no love for my foes and results, see they brains dripping. I'm not no law-abiding citizen, punk, this a tough song.
I'm loc to the brain, cuz, and I buck with my cups on.
Reconsider this beat, cause I tell you murder is my business. And to make sure you don't think I blow your jaw off your hinges. I'm through speaking to these niggas, now it's time for 9 to 5. Multiple gunshots to the face and leave my line in chalk. Reconsider this beat, cause I tell you murder is my business. And to make sure you don't speak, I blow your jaw off your hinges. I'm through speaking to these niggas, now it's time for 9 to 5.
multiple gunshots to the face and leaving my line in chalk. Blood, guts, and glory, your murderous horror story. Detailed extremely explicit with actual footage gore. You death.
You're listening to your boy Lamont on IMND.biz. Hit us up at 347-308-8747. Today we have our special guest in the studio, Mr. Ron Knight, and that was our girl, Miss Kanya, World Movement Records artist that you just heard called Paradise. That's the shameless plug. tonight.
Yes.
Wasn't that a shame? His blood had to play my own music.
I heard that. Nothing wrong with that, bro. Nothing wrong with that. That's called creativity.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
That's called creativity, man. That is called creativity. So I wanted to ask you, your artist, is she, what are you going to, where are you looking to go in the next year?
Well, I don't know where she went, man.
Is she not there?
No, she stepped out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no worries. I just want to find out where she was going.
Well,
she got it mapped out in her brain. See if she got it mapped out in her brain.
I know we had thought that. We thought we started that process, so I'm hoping.
I heard that. Also, Ron, look, you know, what I'm going to do, man, is I'm going to thank you because we've got Kimberly and I've got a couple of new appointments here, so I want to try and get to those without them people dissolving me.
Okay, then. Sounds good.
And I just want to say I really appreciate you having me come on the show. If you want to do this again sometime next week, I'm certainly here. I'll be there for you. And also, I just want to let the people out there know that if you're an entertainer, you're a singer, songwriter, anything to do with entertainment, you need to get down to the Music and Fashion Expo, the 20th to the 23rd of August at Fitzgerald's Casino on the 12th floor at the Emerald Ballroom. It's going to be a party, so come on down and have a good time.
All right. That was Mr. Ron Knight. We all going to come out and support, man. And thanks again for joining us, man. And we will see you.
Thank you, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
is a fashion with money and showcase. Yeah, you know we make it happen. Hustling is a habit. You want it, you can have it. Take trips around the world, living life so lavish. Lights, camera, action. Pause for the flash. Call your boyfriend, tell him you ain't coming back. Call your girlfriends, tell them how much fun you had. You now rocking with the best, so ain't no turning back. Money ain't a thing.
Cone and I don't care. I'm trying to get you in your underwears, yeah. And if you don't get down in that way, then baby girl, we can kick it on Sundays. Okay, I'm trying to make it happen. Offer you a little financial backing. Shorty got a toolbox, watch her ratchet. Got me standing at attention like Go Go Gadget.
That was Miss Christelle right here on I Am Indie Biz. Support Lamont, a.k.a. K. Diddy, doing what we do. You know what I'm saying? I know you feel it, Dylan.
Swagger so vicious, rewind it if you missed it. Look, step clean with the best of them. Yeah. Rep the king with the best of them. Pulling up scriptures, be bringing up the best of them. Yeah. And praise God for the rest of them.
committing a crime that I swag so nicely. Died on the cross, that tab was kinda pricey. Cost more than these B2 jeans. So I give you my best, Lord, while I represent He. Christ to the fullest, you ain't gotta ask me. Feel the Holy Ghost flow when you pass me. See the pep in my step when I walk with him. My sidekick, I can wiggle, let's talk to him. See the Holy Spirit dwells in my body. Make sure that my swagger is godly. To see me by myself, I am nothing. But at Christ, and I'm something. So I got my fresh pair of kicks. Jeans don't fit. Shirt real clean, tucked in a little bit.
My swagger.
It's ridiculous, homie.
Swagger.
It's ridiculous, homie. Five below deck. Christ in my step. Christ dog tag with the ice on my neck.
My swagger.
Ridiculous, homie.
Swagger so vicious, rewind it if you miss.
Yeah, I rep Christ with a smile on my face, bruh. My white teeth reeks of amazing grace. From the head to the toe, I am saved, and I'm letting it be known I am far from ashamed. I read the Bible like once every day, and I try not to go to sleep at night if I don't pray. Don't smoke, don't drink, I ain't with it, dude. But live like a rock star with my Christian crew. Swag famous, Christ I be claiming. Trying to hit a milli, but nothing like Lil Wayne and them. I mean souls trying to add to the kingdom. So bring them out like T.I. Jay-Z and them. No more part-time reppin' at a gospel. To the whole world, nose like nostrils. Got my chest puffed out for my savior. Christianity is major, so I got my fresh pair of kicks. Jeans don't fit. Shirt real clean, tucked in a little bit.
My swagger.
It's ridiculous, homie.
My swagger.
It's ridiculous, homie. Five below deck. Christ in my step. Christ dog tag with the ice on my neck.
My swagger.
It's ridiculous, homie.
Swagger so vicious, rewind it if you missed it.
I want to welcome y'all to Club Coffee Smoke. Y'all make some noise over here, y'all.
Let me crazy.
chip on my shoulder with a lot on my chest. Keep on running from the hood temptation. I feel I'm in for more important to the entire nation. See these niggas on the block who don't care. Not about folks, baby mama sipping hungry on welfare. Can't understand better cause the thought brings fear. Got the digits stacked against me, climbing every year. Halfway done with a life in pain. Smoking out in the dark, life feeling hard, blunt spark. And my thoughts getting focused, two of me too big for a prison, never hold a schizoid, split personality. Keep on doing things to keep my mama mad at me. Feel the end of the line is close, so every day I look ahead on a mission for my bread. The heart, not life, still my life story. That's why the blocks still adore me. I'm talking about my heart, not life. Hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread. I'm talking about the heart, not life, still my life story. That's why the blocks still adore me.
Be skipping. Yo, get him, let me get him. It's like my life's on track and I'm back on beat. And all of a sudden the kid, he's like on track quickly. Then I'm running on the beat, but you know my back, my spine. Hey, yo, I got my nine. If my hard knock life, that's a hard knock. You gotta be cops, cause everybody know that you got paid. Never service, ran for judges, even though you can't judge. Tupac verse. California love, homeboy, then I rest till I rest in peace, from west to east, but I rest where the sun is set, and me, I have to be where I rest, yeah. Breathe in, breathe out, then I talk about my word of mouth, my hard night, you can check my shoes, then you can talk about the way that my life, my cruise, my hard night, right, yeah.
Still my life story, that's why the blocks still adore me, I'm talking about my hard night life. Hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
President,
talk about the hard knock life. It's still a life story. That's why the blocks still adore me. I'm talking about the hard knock life. Hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
Oh, nah, nigga.
Yes, sir.
Cut a pretense. Tiny dream boy to love.
Should I say, DB?
Going real hard, nigga.
I got my nigga Smoke Pope, my nigga Joey Black.
Don't even worry
my
about
nigga
my
little
nigga
brother, we all in this bitch. Like,
and I'm liking, I'm liking, I'm liking, I'm liking, I'm liking, I'm liking. Bless regrets. Yes. Yes. Bless it. And when I bless, bless regrets. Bless. Bless. Nigga, bless. Rest your soul asleep, my unborn left with God in peace. Mr. Blue Sky cries, misery raining down my cheek. No baby steps, but tears now seeps to the flesh, too much strong. I figured that seven was left until I got a phone call and seen seven's a threat. And your grandfather arm, yes, heaven's your breath. I'm toward the stream, but the belly rise, diving in that queen sheep. Never get to lay ahead in the time of the need. With present is now ghost in a blink of an eye, while your treasure's killing your pride. Deep depression, body. Left with a crocodile smile, tattooed tears, no sunshine. Who can she call on? Some say God when her mind's strong. Who can she run to? Some say dream through the same zone. Take a broad road, lead you to heaven with no blindfold.
Like, yeah. You ever feeling like this? What should I do with it? Talking a whole lot, ain't it? Good.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Less regrets. Let's stay in touch and let's bless who was left to elevate the nation. But the new generation to the smiles on their faces. Embracing your arms, watch heaven doors open, never been touched by angel, but still it's sin in God's eye. Yet to hear your soul cry. But if you don't believe, fuck the blessed, watch your soul die. No, you cannot rewind. It ain't no coming back. And what you did in the hood eventually come right back. I'm fucking with Jake Cutter and my nigga Joey Black in this song. For my nigga Smoke Loke, and they call me Twin Boy Smoke, nigga, you know. Heads up, my nigga.
tired of nothing. Let it rain. There's no need to be sunshine. Where I'm going, where I'm going, where I'm going, I'm already dead. And where I'm going, my nigga, ain't no sunshine here. So if I so happen to die, let it rain on me. Ain't no need for sunshine. 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 And if I so happen to die tonight, let it rain. There's no need to be sunshine. Cause where I'm going, where I'm going, where I'm going, I'm already dead. Going, my nigga, ain't no sunshine is. And if so, then let me know. Cause nigga, if so, it's heaven gates open. My low, can I go? And nigga, when I go, my nigga, when I flow, it's still my heaven, my low. And if I so happen to die, let it rain on me. I don't need the sunshine. And you hear my fucking heart. My nigga, I'ma rise into the afterlife. My nigga, I'ma rise. My nigga, if I so happen to die,
my nigga, rise. For that nigga dream boy. All my niggas. You can some way, somehow say this is my drinking flow. I'm coming in this motherfucker faded right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I remember the first hill, yeah, nigga. See me on stage, nigga. Oh, nah, nigga. Yes, sir. Nigga, you hear that beat, my nigga? That's the new train. Yes, sir.
Presenting the smoke the loc on IMND.biz, giving a big shout out to all my world movement riders. Stay up, stay strong, I'm...
Every since I could remember, the world's been a terror dome. That's why I carry chrome, kill them all, I don't care if it's fair or wrong. See, I resist submission and stay intense until the last stop, setting off massive shots and yelling, yeah, gangs to the cast drops. It got me paranoid, so I roam the streets with a street sweeper, an E3 to tease heat in a freezer, along with a meat cleaver. A straight loaf for the bit delusional, so it keeps me on my toes. A deadly combo with a reaper speaking and keep me on my phone. This is for all my well-known locs, they gay tripping. Show no love for my foes and results, see they brains dripping. I'm not no law abiding citizen, punk, this a tough song.
I'm loc to the brain, cuz, and I bust when my cups on.
Reconsider this beat, cause I tell you murder is my business. And to make sure you don't speak, I blow your jaw off your hinges. I'm through speaking to these niggas, now it's time for 9 o'clock. Multiple gunshots to the face and leaving my line in chalk. Reconsider this beat, cause I tell you murder is my business. And to make sure you don't speak, I blow your jaw off your hinges. I'm through speaking to these niggas, now it's time for 9 o'clock. Multiple gunshots to the face and leaving my line in chalk. Blood, guts, and glory, your murder is horror story. Details extremely explicit with actual footage gore. You're destined to die even before your life begins. So don't be surprised when a rising grim reaper will strike again. See talent you smoke you, cause I'm a whiner serving you. Haven't you ever heard of an all-out enemy murderer? When I'm flirting with death, I take extreme measures. That AR-15 better leave me with extreme pleasure. I got a heat name weather that make niggas wonder why it rain bullets and sound like it makes thunder. Reconsider this beat, cause I tell you murder is my business. Get your wigs lit from a distance with a Winchester 6-6. You're messing with someone that's vicious and mentally off with sickness. Only one of the people you wouldn't.